Hello, everyone. Welcome to Colors of Web3 and Entrepreneurship podcast. My name is Lam. I'm your typical Web3 host. Here I am today with Raigal. She will be my co-host. I'm experimenting with a new series. We are calling it the Web3 Fireside Chat with by Lam and Raigal, where we'll be exploring various different topics in Web3, ranging from certain protocols, new trends in Web3, things that we experience in our Web3 journeys, our experience in Web3, Web3 news and events, and many other topics that will come up. So anyway, I will let Raigal give a quick introduction about herself.
Hi, my name actually is Rachel, but the nickname, my Web3 nickname is Raigal. Feel free to call me whatever you want. I'm a Web3 developer, and actually I have been quite successful this last year, 2023, in hackathons. It's where I met Lam, so now it's great to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Raigal. Yeah, we also met at a Web3 hackathon. Actually, I think we've run into each other a few times already.
Yeah, so, different countries.
Yes, certainly. So the three topics for this first episode that we'll be talking about will be SocialFi, presented by Raigal, and then Account Abstraction, presented by me, and then last but not least, ZK by Raigal again. So without further ado, Raigal, take it away.
Yeah, I'm going to share my screen. So actually, we are going to be talking about the main decentralized SocialFi this year. Actually, seeing the most famous one, especially in hackathon, has been Lens Protocol. That actually it's the platform where to build decentralized apps. The most popular one is Hey. That actually it's kind of Twitter. Here is one you have, like, you can see that it looks similar to Twitter, and actually they have established like gasless experience. They are sponsoring the transactions on the network. Unless you are spamming the network, that then you have to pay for the transaction fees. Another one is Forecaster. Forecaster, actually I cannot show it here because it's a mobile app, and also it's kind of Twitter. And actually I feel the community have received Forecaster pretty great, but I have emotions in contrast with that, because actually to join you have to pay kind of a fee of $14-$12. I'm not sure that actually that money is used to sponsor the transactions of your account for a year. The problem is that I feel Web2 users are not going to be willing to join a decentralized media that actually you have to pay to enter, and that go a little bit against the adoption mindset and the user accessibility, while actually the community inside of Forecaster, it's great. It's again because of that kind of gate that you have to go through.
I did not know that you have to pay. I think I got an invitation and then I joined through the invitation back in the day. So you no longer have that option anymore?
Actually, you need an invitation, and after you have also to pay that fee.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sounds pricey.
Yeah, it's also kind of difficult to join. Inside, it's great, again, because Web3 people love it, because there is only Web3 people. I do, but I think it's not a scenario that should be willing to have that kind of closed communities. I'm looking forward like a more open community. And after, I would like to share also Matterlabs. Here is the Twitter and here is their webpage. And actually, they are also building Web3 social media ecosystem. They were the organizers of the Zoo Social Hacker House during Zoo Connect and Dev Connect. They did a great work. And actually, I think they are working a lot to empower also decentralized social. And actually, I think decentralized social is finding their role in Web3, aiming to decentralize social media, that all we know that our data is important, who is holding our data. And I don't know, I think it's great. What do you think?
That's interesting. So it's like a Twitter, per se?
Yeah, Matter Labs, actually, it's more focused in China. So I will say it's more like WeChat. I have found also in Web2, there is a big difference between Asia social media and Western social media. Like, Asian social media is way more crowded. Like, more bag, a lot of more things. While in Western countries, we have one app for everything. And
it's like super app, right? They call it the concept super app. Yeah.
I don't know how to compare it.
It's just different. I think each country has their own thing, but oh well. Anyway, yeah, I think super app is like one where you can buy everything or do everything, right? That's why it's a super app.
Yeah.
I feel like you can live your whole life out of that. Anyway, so yeah, let's bring on the second big topic of 2023. I'm going to share my screen. Let's talk about a very difficult and tricky topic called account abstraction. Anyway, account abstraction, so what it is, I think it's basically embodied by ERC-4337, which is one of the EIP, and you may be wondering, what is an EIP? EIP is basically an Ethereum Improvement Proposal, so it could be ranging anywhere from, as you can see here, development standards, protocol standard, or anything to help to improve the core protocols, interface protocol, informational protocol, and many other things, right? So the idea for account abstraction is that so that we can new user can to put it simply new user can sign up for a wallet very easily without having previous Web3 wallet the cumbersome Web3 wallet experience. So what is abstracted is the authentication, the replay protection, and payment. I know it sounds like a lot of gibberish, so I want to show some simpler image of how it's supposed to work. So actually I think Visa has done a pretty good job here at explaining what it is. But first I have to clarify two terms. We have the EOA, and which is externally owned account, and then we have a smart contract, right? So externally owned accounts are basically wallets. You can think of MetaMask, any other wallets that we use. If you lose a key, the account is lost, right? But then for smart contract, you can recover the car if you lose your car. And then for the gas option, you pay your own gas, and then the gas option is for smart contract is you pay someone else gas or have someone else pay yours. And then for transaction batching, it's possible with smart contract, but for EOA wallet it is not possible. And then also for security wise, it's also smart contract can define their own rule. So I'm going to go back to the Visa here. So for externally owned account transaction flow, how it works is that user signs their own transaction in the wallet, and then it'll be broadcast to mempool. You can think of this as like where all the transactions are being held and waiting for the validators, right? And then the validator monitor the mempool, a profitable transaction, and then they select transaction, include them in the block, and then they build it inside the blockchain. So that's traditionally how it works. But then for ERC-4337, what is changed is that user sender with non-custodial wallet would send the operation with the user intent, and then it will be received, picked by these bundler, right? And then this bundler, they send bundle user operation to a point of entry, and then from there it will be executed, right? And then it will call for validation execution, and then return the respective transaction for the user contract account. Here's another image here. You can see user do the operation, the bundler bundle all the transaction, entry point contract, validate to the paymaster, and then to the smart wallet as well. So that is a little bit of a quick walkthrough. But you may be wondering, what's the implementation of this, right? So what's the application of this? One would be you can pay transaction fee in any ERC token. Right, you don't need to pay with like the native gas fee, so that would be one. The other one is because you can sponsoring transaction fees, so they can make it gasless transaction to make to improve to get a more smoother user experience. And of course, I think the most important one that most people usually think of is about signing up for a new account, right, for user without the need to the need to have a previous wallet. You can basically sign in with social login through implement through this. Yeah. So that's a quick walkthrough about account abstraction.
Yeah,
I think that makes sense.
I think what you just mentioned about the signing up and the social recovery, it's I think that the ecosystem is working a lot to make it user-friendly, and account abstraction can make a difference, right?
Yes, I think so, for sure. It's one of the things that I think Alchemy, there's some many other protocols, right? Right now they're building the SDK, and which is software development kit to help people building out things with ERC-4337, just to make it easier, right? Because I think right now it's still very hard if you try to implement it yourself. I think another one that's very popular is Safe Protocol, right? With the Safe, yeah. Safe Gnosis, formerly known as Safe Gnosis, but now known as Safe.
Yes, so also ZK Sync, that it's a layer two. It has their own account abstraction already implemented in the protocol level, but it's great. It makes it easier. But yeah. I think there is a lot of work to do in that field. And actually, despite this year, it has been crazy, like the advance we have achieved.
Yeah, I think so. It's really fast paced. That's how Web3 is. Okay. And the third trend and topic I think would be very noticeable in 2023 was ZK, zero knowledge. Please take it away.
Okay, so now I'm going to introduce the last track, that is zero knowledge. I'm not capable to explain zero knowledge at all. I think that it's extremely complex. It's cryptography, so it's a mad, crazy level. But mainly what it's doing is like, it's an algorithm that actually has homomorphic properties. Okay, what is homomorphic? Homomorphic actually is that you can prove that 2 plus 2 is 4 without saying that the number is 2. So you have that one number plus another number, it's 4. And you can prove that actually one of the numbers is 2 without saying that it's 2. That's crazy in another level. So actually, zero knowledge, now the application, what it have been used, mainly until now, we have seen a lot of layer 2s like the ZK rollups. That let me share the screen. There is many. I'm just going to mention the main ones. And actually now, while I was talking with you, I just remembered like ZK Sync that I was not open in my tab even. But one, it's a scroll. That is a ZK layer 2 EVM compatible. There is also ZK Sync that it's EVM compatible. There is other that it's layer 1 networks. So it's not EVM compatible. Could be Alio, could be Mina. Also, I mean, there is a lot of them, a lot of work being done in zero knowledge as a network that actually it's kind of also used for scalability, privacy, trying to solve this trilemma, actually. After ZK, having also a lot of effort, also Polygon, ZK EVM, but it's not as much used. After the other solutions, well, we have all seen, like, WorldCoin, that it's kind of proof of humanity, it's kind of ZK ID as well as Polygon ID. That it's kind of digital identity solutions. And actually, it's crazy because WorldCoin, actually, my mother knew about it.
Really? How does she know about it?
Because apparently here in Spain, there is WorldCoin, actually, they scan your eye.
Eyeballs,
Because with your iris, they create like a unique identity that is a proof of humanity. And it's crazy. It's in the malls.
Oh, really? Okay, so they have they have a little store in the mall.
In the mall, they are installing like a scanners in the malls. What? I don't want to make a personal opinion on that, but it scares me. And actually, it's funny because she was not really comfortable neither with the idea.
Yeah.
So we will see. But again, like, they have already three unique humans all walk on, what it's crazy. And you can see here,
yeah.
Spain,
yeah,
like,
3 million.
Could be.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
I think
here.
They first came. Yeah. I remember they first, I think I first encountered them during the East Global Tokyo Hackathon last year. And then since then, they've been like going around like almost every hackathon, right?
Yeah, it's crazy all around the world. Yeah. I don't know. We will see in the next years. Like, it's funny. Like, yeah. And another solution, actually, I want to mention the Zupas, that it's my Zupas, that actually it's, they are trying to improve them because there are some kind of gaps, but actually everything runs in the front end. And thanks to zero knowledge, you can prove that all the information you have in the front end, it's verified, you have the proof, and then it's not falsified. That's great for tickets. Actually, in Zuconet, we have seen that has been used the Zupas to store, and DevConnect, sorry, also Zuconet, your pass. Actually, it's serverless. Like, there is not a server. When you log in, actually, you have to go through Zupas.org. But actually, nothing is in their server. It's just like you need the gateway to enter. So, and here, actually, it's like I was creating, making tries. You can't feed information inside of the Zupas. And yeah, it's amazing. Again, I cannot explain how it works. Like, zero knowledge level, it's crazy. Like, the maths behind, I'm trying actually to keep up. But as a resume, yes, I think that that are the main project, like identity, also like ticket, like Zupas, it's kind of unique. It will say that it's privacy, like identity, privacy, and scalability, that will be like the different L2 networks or L1.
True. Yeah. So those, I guess, are some of the application coming out from using zero knowledge, right?
Yes. It's a quite old technology. Like, it's not something new. Nothing is new. Is it like how everything, like all the pieces are being put in together, that it's getting like great?
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving us a very brief introduction about how ZK is being used, in 2023. So that, I think, concludes the three trends that we noticed during 2023, and also conclude the first Web3 Fireside Chat by Lum and Regal. So please let me know what you guys think in the comments. We'll be making more video like this in the future. Regal, do you have any parting words you want to say?
Yes. I want to remark that we have commented nothing about NFTs at all. It has not happening a lot about NFTs these years, but yes, something quite big at the beginning of the year that was presented in Waterloo, that it's a token bound account. I think we can talk more about that, because I think it can have a lot of applications in gaming. That actually it's more your field. So I would love to talk more about in another episode. And I hope you are looking forward also.
Certainly. Yeah. Actually, I think gaming is quite huge. I think on my recent episode, I believe it was episode number 10, when I talked to two people who are actually working in gaming. So I'll probably leave a link up here as well. Hope people may be interested. But yeah, that'll be our next episode. I'll be talking to NFT. And the application of it, various application of it.
Then see you soon.
Once again, thank you for tuning in, everyone. See you guys soon.